An estimated 1 in 6 Washingtonians do not use the internet. A nonprofit called Connect to Compete wants to change that by offering digital literacy training program to about 100,000 local residents. Connect to Compete operates all over the country. Zach Leverance is the CEO. Zach, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So is digital literacy important to everyone?
Yes. We now know more than we ever did before the costs and the benefits of digital inclusion on improved improved outcomes for education, employment, health, civic engagement. So this is another manifestation of the opportunity divide in the U.S., and disproportionately low-income minority Americans are being impacted. It's a must for everyone now.
How do you know it's the being online that accounts for the differential in earning income? Could it not be that just people who are well-to-do are people who go online in the first place? How do you make a cause-effect here?
Well, we can start with an understanding of how the market looks. We know that over 80% of jobs, Fortune 500 companies, exclusively post listings online. This includes, you know, companies like Target, Walmart, et cetera, and also only receive applications online. So there's an initial issue here, and even the access to the employment opportunities, that's very clear. And then beyond that, we also know that 77% and increasing over the next decade to 80% of jobs will be will require at least a basic level of digital literacy. So this is the trend in employment, and it's pretty clear that without those skills, we're increasingly isolating a large percentage of the workforce.
Well, it's one thing to get digitally literate, but it's expensive to have a broadband internet connection at home. How do you overcome that?
Yeah. So Connect to Compete and our national ad council campaign, Everyone On, really does three things. We address what we now understand to be the primary barriers to adoption. First is high costs, as you've just explained. So we work with we're agnostic to companies and technologies. So we work with a whole portfolio of internet providers to provide about 75% discounts on home internet. So for $10 a month, you can receive high-speed internet at home within our eligible pool of the population, and that's actually the biggest and widest pool that's ever kind of been in this digital inclusion space for eligibility. Secondly, we really connect folks to free resources where they exist in their communities. So through a locator tool, an 800 number, a text code, folks can find out where's the free digital literacy training in your area to get some of those basic skills. And through this ad council campaign, we're attacking the third barrier, which is perceived relevance. Why is it important to me? What's the personal value in being online?
We like to think of ourselves as a tech hub here in Western Washington with Microsoft and Amazon and other companies. Is the digital literacy rate here higher or lower than elsewhere? Have you broken it out by parts of our state?
Yes. So Seattle and Washington actually is really leading the way in the, across the country in terms of broadband adoption. This I see as a major opportunity. I mean, let's just break it down for a minute. There's about 620 some odd thousand residents, and in 2009, which is like the most recent survey, I think 25% of those still lacked home broadband connectivity, way above the national average. In terms of broadband adoption, below the national average in terms of lack of access. That said, that leaves somewhere, you know, well over 100,000 residents still not enjoying the benefits of home internet. We see the kind of conducive environment of nonprofit and public-private partnerships happening already in Seattle as an amazing example and accelerator to really go and close that last mile in getting adoption for everyone in Seattle.
Now, Zach Leverance, some cynics are listening and they're going, oh, this Connect to Compete, they're just serving as kind of a marketing program for broadband internet. They're just helping out these companies get more customers.
First of all, we are an interesting model in that we know that this is, you know, a problem that affects over 100 million, you know, a third of the country that doesn't have home internet connection, 100 million Americans. We understand that that's not a problem that can be solved by any one sector, and that we need to have these kind of cross-sector, cross-system solutions. So for us, we're very upfront about the fact that we don't think it's a bad word to talk about new customers when we think about how this is actually going to be, how we're going to close this divide. So that said, we're really, really careful to negotiate and protect the end user here, our target constituency as a nonprofit, low-income minority Americans, disproportionately unconnected, by ensuring that the cost is at the right price point. So $10 a month It's about 70% discounts for high-speed internet at home, that there's protections on the way that we limit any company who is working with us, their ability to upsell, which I think is always a risk when you're thinking about potential predatory activities. We monitor that. And then we also work very closely on community level with over 21,000 training partners and nonprofits who are doing the face-to-face, roll-up-your-sleeves trench work here of showing people the value and getting them connected. We're a trusted intermediary across this this cross-sector partnership. And it takes all sectors here.
I'm talking to Zach Leverenz, CEO of Connect to Compete. If you're this is something you're interested in, maybe you feel as though you could use some digital literacy training, or you know someone who might. It's Connect and the number 2 Compete. You're going to have to get online to find it, I guess. That's the problem. Is there something a number someone can call, because part of what you're trying to teach people here is how to use being online?
Yes, you can also call 1-855 Everyone On, and you'll find an IVR system, an 800 number that'll also give you the same information. We understand the chicken and egg problem there. There's also a text code. You can text CONNECT to 3054, and you'll also find information on Connect to Compete and Everyone On campaign.
And all this training, the training part is free?
Yes.
Now, what does it mean, digital literacy training? What do you actually teach people to do?
So We understand there's many faces to this problem. So there's a large segment of seniors who are unconnected. There's a large segment of students and parents who are unconnected. These trainings actually are customized to different segments, and all that information is kind of provided in the detail results page when you call that 800 number or text the code. But we actually work with partners who have been doing this for a long time, and they really understand this space. So everyone from local libraries to Boys and Girls Clubs to 4-H centers who actually have tech programs. And so there's actually a very kind of customized approach for each of these partners. We also work with folks like digitallearn.org to create a standardized curriculum for digital learning and basic digital literacy skills. But you can really run the gamut in what it means to think about basic digital literacy, and we try to provide it all.
Finally, Zach, it can be so engaging to be online. It can kind of squander a lot of time online. Is part of the digital literacy training helping people like get a handle on that?
Absolutely. We believe just as much in connections as we do in being disconnected sometimes in a healthy way. So both safety, security, and those kind of rabbit holes of the way that we all know we waste time online are part of those digital literacy trainings. And we want to make sure folks really feel empowered when they leave the trainings to use the internet to do something better and not simply to be online for the sake of being online.
Zach Leverenz, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Zach's the CEO of Connect to Compete. That's Connect the number 2 Compete. And you can go online if you already know a little bit about it. If you'd like to just call, it's 855-EVERYONE-ON, and they can help connect you with some of this free digital literacy training, maybe for yourself or someone else. Coming up, we're going to hear from digital heretic Evgeny Morozov. He criticizes what he calls technological solutionism. Monty Python alum Eric Idle was the commencement speaker at Whitman College yesterday. He concluded the program with this recommendation to the graduates.